This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
It's now 7 after the hour. You're listening to the DJV program. D, Doug, J, Jennifer, V, Victoria, and then there's C for Kara. We're here to go through the complexities of life to make them simple for you, because we're all basically simple thinkers. Maybe that didn't come out the right way, but we try to take things that are complex and make them simple. One of the things that is trending this week, a focus on student loans yet again, because there's so much money tied up, so many people owe so much money. $100 billion a year market. That's what it is. If you didn't realize that, those of you who don't have children in college, you haven't borrowed money to go to school, the student loan industry is $100 billion a year. And it is run by the government, and it is a mess. So the big bankers have gotten together. I'm sure it's going to be a lot better with them running it. What has happened is the banks have basically said, no, you can't borrow money from us because there's no asset protection here. It's not like a credit card where you know, the interest rates are crazy. But in this circumstance, the government, instead of getting involved in running it, ought to guarantee the loans, like kind of an SBA sort of thing. That's the way I would look at it if they were going to try to clean it up. But the fact that they control it, and I still am helping my children pay off their loans, and it's really, it's disgusting how much interest there is to be paid and how long it takes to pay these things down.
I'm fortunate I don't have any student loans, but there have been a lot of cases too where the student has passed away, and then that debt gets passed on to the parents, and the whole thing is just such a mess. Yeah. I think it's just a racket.
The banks are trying to, I'm not sure they want to clean it up, they just want a piece of it because it's so big. I think that may be more of the motivation than anything else here, as it looks to be ironed out a little bit. There are hearings this week going on in Washington. Also, Jennifer, these tariffs and whether people want to go along with them or not, it seems that there is more now information on how it actually will affect what the new tariffs are on. Is it steel? Is it aluminum? Is it food? Are there other things? There are particular countries that we're setting aside. How is this thing shaking out?
Well, the tariff, what they're expected to announce it today at the White House, President Trump is expected to issue a formal order that would impose tariffs on imported steel and imported aluminum. And the plan would be what he talked about last Friday, which is 25% on steel, 10% on imported aluminum. The reason he's doing this is because he ran as a candidate. He ran to protect the American worker, and he said just a couple of days ago that he thinks a huge part of why he was elected, and we know this to be true, are these blue-collar workers in these states like Pennsylvania and in Ohio, where they are getting their loose jobs, and they're looking to him to try to protect American employment, basically. And so he thinks that he owes a lot of his election to the steel workers of the United States, and that's why you see these 25% tariffs on imported steel, 10% on aluminum. Now, a lot of people are disagreeing. This is a pretty liberal concept. So Democrats tend to like this type of tariff on goods and services. In fact, he's actually found more support, I think, from Democrats on this than he has from people in his own party. Republicans tend to be more free market, free trade. And so he is not finding a lot of support. Even Paul Ryan, the Speaker of the House, was saying, I don't know, I'm trying to figure out a way to get along with this, but I don't know if I support it. Now, he did say that he's going to carve Mexico and Canada out of this because they're right now in the process of renegotiating NAFTA. So as long as those negotiations continue, he said that he will provide exemptions for them. He also had the Prime Minister of Sweden at the White House this week, and they talked about the European Union and the fact that the European Union does not want to see these tariffs implemented. And Trump said, look, I'm willing to talk. If you offer more protections to American products that are going into your country, then we'll do the same for you, and he'll carve out these deals. I really think this is about a negotiation tactic, and it's about putting the screws to China without actually having to put the screws to China, and that is to help encourage what's going on right now. And that's
smart enough to figure that out, Jennifer. I've watched a few stories. I was looking at some stuff yesterday as I sat in the airport, and it was, you know, they are all on the surface of this. Nobody's digging into it to find out what the real story is. So you've done that.
I always try to think about people's motivation and timing. And for me, this seems odd that the timing would come out just as Kim Jong-un's starting to think about sitting down for talks with the United States, and President Xi in China is so integral in all of that. So this could be a way to smile at President Xi while kind of putting the screws to the economy to try to get his help and force his hand in that situation.
But the Republicans don't seem to like this. You said the Democrats
don't. I don't even know how I feel about this. In one way, in my heart, I support what the president's doing because I want to support American workers. But what I don't want to see happen is this trade war kind of explode with different countries around the world that would increase the price of products for us here in the country, because we've had a positive shift in our economy since Trump was elected. The markets are all doing very well. You have the tax reform bill, whether you like it or not, has returned money to the American worker, and that would essentially disappear if people are paying more for goods and services. So I'm not sure exactly how I feel. I understand why he's doing this, but I guess in theory I'm not a tariff person. That's why you saw Gary Cohn resign, the chief White House economic advisor, resign this week, because he is a free trade, self-identified globalist who does not fall into line with the thinking of Wilbur Ross and Donald Trump right now.
He's a Goldman Sachs guy, and this stuff is good for
them. He's a Goldman Sachs guy.
So that's what he's thinking about. That's the way that works. I thought it was interesting that there still is an exclusion for Canada and Mexico in most of this stuff.
That's because of NAFTA.
Yeah, right. All right, so
they are trying to save that deal.
Here's a question. I would like you to tell me what you think Pete's Coffee has, Panera Bread, Krispy Kreme, Dr. Pepper. What do they all have in common? Anybody want to take a guess? They're all delicious.
Pretty yummy.
Yummy. Okay.
Do they have the same parent company?
Yes, they do.
Okay.
Good for you.
Smart.
It's like, what's
good
my
girl,
line?
Good girl.
Yes. They are all owned by a secretive European company that made chemicals for the Nazis in the 1930s and 40s. And they have also, more of late, been making industrial chemicals for swimming pools. So, what they have to do with Pete's Coffee, Panera Bread, Krispy Kreme Donuts, and Dr. Pepper is an interesting sort of insight. They
those
own
are
a
all
bunch
big
of coffee.
Brands with millennials. That's a smart purchase. If you're going to Pete's Coffee, is on the map because of millennials. And Panera has definitely. I'm obsessed with Panera. I love it. And Dr. Pepper, it's bizarre, and I don't drink soda, but Dr. Pepper is like one of the most popular millennial brands of soda. So it's interesting. They have somebody who's very smart and who has picked those specific brands as assets.
I think I'm wondering, well, because of its heritage and history in Germany, but more now to the point of, do you know who really owns a lot of these companies in America? We tend to think of these companies as American brands because they're all over America, but they aren't necessarily. There are certain industries like the radio, television, broadcasting industry in which Europeans or any foreign interest can't get in. But most other businesses, Burger King is owned by a European company. I look around trucking companies. The school bus company First Student, owned by an English company. There's Greyhound is owned by that outfit. There are so many other entities from other countries around the world. And I just think the only reason I bring it up is sort of as an awareness thing. Do you know or do you care who owns companies like this? Does it make a difference? Is it good because America is open for business, or would it be better to have these companies controlled by American interests because they're all over America? Is there a feeling about that one way or another, or if they're well managed, what difference does it make what country they come from?
Nando's well, they all started chicken. Out as American brands. Pete's
yeah,
Coffee,
they get bought up.
Where that came from, Seattle maybe or something. Right. But yeah, so they're obviously, they're all American companies that were started, and that they're so successful that other European companies want to come in and buy them. So I think that speaks for American ingenuity.
What's there about Seattle and coffee? Why do so many coffee companies start? That's where Starbucks started. And there's another company, another coffee company that started up there. What is there about Seattle?
It's cold.
And
they
coffee.
Want something hot.
It's very depressing there, so yeah. They have to just
this
keep
time of year especially.
They have to just stay caffeinated to keep going, get through the day, I guess.
Maybe that's what it is. All right. Well, food for thought. Pardon the pun. 16 after the hour, DJ V Show. Here's a way for you to put your talent to work. Are you talented? Do you know you're talented? Do you feel talented? Do you have the right stuff? Businesses are looking for people with the right stuff all the time. And business is good right now, and there's a huge stack of resumes that you may be going through to find the perfect hire. Why would you do that when you have the ability to go online to ZipRecruiter.com/DJV and use ZipRecruiter free the first time around? So you need something that's really special. You need a person that'll keep the business moving. You want an inspired candidate for the job that you have. So if you're hiring, no matter how big or small your company is, go to ZipRecruiter.com to find the best candidate. ZipRecruiter.com/DJV allows you to use ZipRecruiter free. They don't depend on the right candidates finding you. They find them for you, and they go through a lot of the stuff. One click, and that's it. That's all you got to do. You'll be connected to the world's leading job boards where all these people have posted their resumes, talent galore, and it's so easy because they have gone through a lot of the stuff, screening questions, that sort of thing, to sort of narrow down the most qualified candidates for you to consider. So looking for a job, wanting a good employee, either of those two would be good reasons to go to ZipRecruiter.com/DJV and use their facilities first time around. Just see how well it works. Use it free at DJV. No, wait a minute. Let's try it. That's a backwards way of getting into it. ZipRecruiter.com/DJV. How about that?
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine, and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses. All forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification, and our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
You know, in business, it's all about the bottom line. And since I sit in this uncomfortable old desk chair about 12 hours a day, well, my bottom line could really use a new chair, if you know what I mean.
Staples has lots of ways to save your business money. And right now, during the Staples chair event, you can save up to 50% on a full selection of office and desk chairs.
That really helps my bottom line, in more ways than one.
Work comfortably for less. The office chair event at Staples. Better chair equals better workday. Ends 3/10/18.
Make updates indoors and save this spring at Lowe's. Make refreshing updates to your bath with up to 15% off select Peerless bath faucets, available in a variety of styles and finishes. And update your flooring with fashionable wood look tiles starting at 99 cents a square foot. All projects have a starting point. Start with Lowe's. Offers valid through March 14. While supplies last, see store for details.
Lowe's. Okay, let's see. Bringing spring savings home, start with Lowe's. Isn't it nice that we have all of these, now the focus on springtime? And what a great place to go and enjoy springtime, the first flowers and the seeds and stuff. So go to Lowe's, check it out. Bring spring savings home at Lowe's. 21 after the hour here on the DJV program.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Now 23 after the hour, DJV time. I'm Doug Steffen with Jennifer Horn, Kara and Victoria, and everybody is here. We're having a great time today keeping you up with what's going on. One of the things people are talking about is that, well, a couple of things from Fox. First of all, Sean Hannity was told by Jorge Ramos that he didn't tell the truth. Well, why is that making a headline? What do you think that guy's going to tell you? You think that Jorge is going to be a supporter of Sean Hannity? He had him on his program, and then he said, "You don't tell the truth, Sean." Really? And that's supposed to mean something from you? I don't think that. It's interesting how the negative Nellies in the news media want to grab onto that, take a shot at Sean for, you know.
They just love watching these two guys fight. They have some good brawls.
Like a wrestling match, yeah.
It kind of is. When he goes on the show, and I think, you know, kudos to Sean for inviting him, and kudos to Jorge Ramos for coming on, because the two of them just go out.
You know what I noticed? Sean's getting really gray. When I saw him a few months ago, he really looked gray. His face and he's got a great head of hair, great Irish look to him. But when he was a kid, when he gets started, I'm having flashbacks. I know, yeah. All right, Fox also says it wants to cut commercial time. Many of the networks are doing this. NBC announced last week they're going to cut a minute off of their commercial time per hour to put more value into the spots, because they now claim to be America's number one network, and I think they do have a lot of the good shows. They've kind of pushed the CBS aside a bit. And now they want to cut some. Fox says they're going to cut 2 minutes out of advertising per hour. Right now, I believe they have 14 minutes. Correct me if I'm wrong. The standard used to be 11 and a half minutes. Then it crept up to 12, and then 13, then 14. Some even have 15 minutes an hour. Come on. All right. So they feel that this will add more value to their channels. And I suppose maybe it might, under the circumstances, but I mean, we all do the same thing when the commercials come on. Last night when I was watching Designated Survivor, as soon as the commercials come on, I went over to watch Chicago PD and back and forth and back and forth. So that certainly doesn't happen here on the radio, but it does happen on television. 25 past the hour music time. The Cranberries are going to release the final album they have with Dolores O'Riordan. She died, you may remember, and they had some recorded tracks for a final album before she passed away. The material is going to see the light of day next year, early in the year, it would seem. 3 days before her death, she spoke with guitarist Noel Hogan about their upcoming studio album, an album that would have been the Cranberries' first in 6 years. And apparently, she emailed him a number of new tracks. They revealed in a statement that a new album had been in the works since last year, vocals already recorded by Dolores O'Riordan. So in addition to the 25th anniversary of their debut album, everybody else is doing it, so why can't we? That's on the horizon. The Cranberries have announced they're going to release a commemorative version of that album featuring some new remastered tracks and unreleased material. Is this grasping for the last bit of money they can squeeze out of their collaboration, or is this really something that's going to be good?
I think it's going to... For whatever reason, anytime someone dies, and we've unfortunately lost a lot of great musical artists in the last couple of years, their sales just skyrocket. Mm-hmm. So this would happen either way. So putting out a remastered version of that album, which had so many hits on it, I think that just makes sense.
Smart business. Yeah.
Yep.
Okay. All right. Just checking, Victoria. You know me. I want to be on the up and up here. ACM performers have been announced. Academy of Country Music Awards, 53rd annual. Let's see who's going to be on this. Well, Jason Aldean is a nominee. So is Kelsey Ballerini and Dierks Bentley. Luke Bryan, Miranda Lambert, Maren Morris, Thomas Rhett all take the stage in Las Vegas on the 15th of next month. So Bebe Rexha. I don't know who's that, Jennifer?
I don't know.
She's going to do a duo with a Florida Georgia Line.
Yeah, she has a really big hit with him right now. That's like on all the top 40 and country stations. She's a pop singer, and Florida Georgia Line likes to collaborate with all of them.
Good. All right.
Tired of being censored by Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Patreon? Well, now you don't have to be. OneWay.com is the free speech and human-friendly social network built just for you. Stop feeding the beast. Every post you make on those evil, anti-human, anti-American perverted sites helps them destroy our families, our country, and our souls. Join OneWay today and take back your liberty. Your free speech alternative is waiting for you at OneWay.com. OneWay.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
See why our homegrown small business at sunny-bay.com has tried to help people just like you. Get your Sunny Bay heating pads at sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com or call 253-678-1361. For hot and cold therapy, sunny-bay.com.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of Slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Welcome back into our overview of what's going on today from a very unique perspective. Unique because the ladies that are on with me, I guess I have a unique perspective too. Jennifer Horn certainly does. Victoria Keelan does. Kara Schillen, happy to have you all along as we work our way through a number of things. People in the news, Michael B. Jordan's production company has adopted the inclusion rider on all of its projects. Now, this is a smaller company for sure. He's a younger actor, but he's gained notoriety, so he's putting together projects. He does have employees, and he's saying for his purposes when he works on a movie and when he hires people, his company and he will insist on that inclusion rider. So is this going to have a... is this the effect from the other night when... What's-her-face said, okay, inclusion... Frances McDormand was at the... And inclusion in the interview. What's that all about? So is this... Are we going to see much more of this? What do we think?
I think so. I think it's great. Why not? In the age of... If we're going to get rid of Harvey Weinstein and everything that kind of encompasses, then sure, I think it's great. And it's not just...
Do you really think it's great, though? I don't know. I'm torn on this, because what if you have a production? Sometimes certain people just don't fit certain productions. And if you're being forced to have to fill based on a... to kind of check the box of diversity...
That, well, it's not that specific, though. It's not about casting. It's just an overall diversity. And there's no quota. There's no specific number. It's just... It's kind of more of a general term. So... And it applies to cast and crew. So there are a lot of women who work on crews for Hollywood sets, and they say it's an old boys kind of network still on the crew. So I think it is great for a lot of the behind the scenes opportunities.
But I don't think it's from the side of a business owner. I just hate being told that I have to do something and I have to bring in certain people.
You don't have to.
When they're not the best qualified candidates. That's all.
You don't have to. I don't think you have to do that. I think that's the.
But they might. But the thing is, though, they might be even better. And no one has.
They might be.
But they haven't had a chance to even audition for a lot of these types of things because other people, especially in the crew side, a lot of the crews kind of come as a package deal, and it's a lot of just white men.
All right, so look up, you can Google this. There's a play, speaking of that movie, in Australia. Some unions are calling for a domestic violence leave policy, and they've used these red billboards from the Three Billboards movie as sort of a stunt. It actually shows you the power of American, is this entertainment, I guess? Yeah, the way we are is what everybody else seems to want to be in many circumstances. So they posted, Australian trade unions bought three billboards, and they posted them outside the office of the Minister for Women, because over there they're celebrating, as we are, International Women's Month, and is being marked there by the trade unions that represent a couple of million workers over there, looking for equality with women. Women are being killed. I'm trying to read this, and I can't quite on my screen. Let me see if I can make it bigger. How about this? Hey, Dougie's using his screen. Oh, that's pretty smart. Women are being killed. Paid domestic violence leave can save lives. What does the other billboard say? Why no action, Kelly O'Dwyer? So, and they're driving all around cities in Australia with that. So I think American entertainment and our culture, I guess maybe that's what it is a part of our culture that seems to permeate what goes on in many places in the world. So I thought you'd be interested in that as an anecdotal reference to, I just caught that out of the corner of my eye. We were talking about Frances McDormand, and that movie, I think, will have legs. Now that she's won, there's more info. I'd be interested this weekend to see how that movie sort of comes back up into visibility. It's like what happened when Dunkirk got promoted, got into the list of the movies that have been nominated for a number of Academy Awards. All of a sudden, you saw it in the theaters everywhere again. I think the first time it went through, people didn't really appreciate it. I thought it was a magnificent movie. Well shot. Story was good. And
Harry Styles was in it.
Yeah, right.
Obviously, that made it better.
What could be better than that under the circumstance? Other actresses in the news and... from the Academy Awards, a lot of people have been talking about Jennifer Garner and her looks and what's going on with her, what do you think she's thinking, all of the speculation. She's been open about her liking Ina Garten. I don't know. You'll have to help me. The Food Network person, does she do other things besides being on the Food Network? What's her claim to fame other than the cooking show?
She's got a ton of cookbooks.
Yeah, she's got a lot of books. She does a lot of stuff like that. She shoots a ton of cookbooks.
She does.
Yeah, she's the Barefoot Contessa.
Yeah, she's the most famous on the Food Network, for sure. She started out in the Hamptons. She had a little catering company, and it just kind of went from there, and she films a lot of her cooking show from her house there. Her husband,
Jeffrey.
She's not a spring
chicken.
No, she's not. Her husband, Jeffrey, is sort of like the most envied man in the world because he just eats all the food that she
makes. The good food.
Her food is incredible. Some of my favorite recipes are from her, so she's great.
Jennifer Garner commemorated her birthday with a photo on Instagram from that day. It read, quote, 3 years ago at Ina Garten they put up the ad. I don't know. You know, that's confusing. I don't like that. Why do they feel like they always have to put that into whenever there's a story? You have to put the Twitter handle on it. So what?
Well, you tag. That's what she wrote. She tagged her in it.
Yeah.
Otherwise, if someone doesn't know that there's a post about them, if you don't tag them. I'm just saying that's how the social media works.
It's annoying when you work through all this. So anyway, so she says that she cooked for her on her birthday, and so today on her 70th birthday, if I was able to cook for her, I would be right there doing it because she taught me and the rest of America how. Isn't that nice? I think Garner has got so much class. She really does, and she talks a lot about the meatballs that. Apparently Garner makes, and her 9-year-old liking it a lot. So
she has her own little, cooking demonstration kind of thing.
Jennifer Garner does?
Yeah, it's super cute.
Really?
She was inspired by the Barefoot Contessa, and so she shoots it in her own house in California. And she does, it's called the Pretend Cooking Show, that's what it's called. And it's very cute, and she posts the videos on Facebook, and she makes recipes and stuff, She's just adorable. I hope that
she's cute.
What a not that having a man, I know, right? Not that having a man is everything, but he is. And her first husband was a loser, too.
She seems to have that maternal, there's a look about her, a feel about her, and when even today when you see pictures of her together with Ben Affleck, you can tell her looking at him that she loves him. She adores him.
And
she has held up very well under the obvious scrutiny that happens in these sorts of circumstances, but you can tell by looking at her that she still is there. And is he a boo because he doesn't know what to do with her? He can't. It's, oh, man.
He's his own worst enemy.
Yeah, he is.
Gwyneth Paltrow said that about him 15 years ago when she was with him.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Is that what she said?
Oh, yeah. She broke it off because she said he's his own worst enemy. He just can't get out of his own way. Because
he's adorable. He's so cute, and he seems so likable, but it's probably part of the problem.
Yeah, no, fine.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, so speaking of people who can't get out of their own way, Heather Locklear also in the news, in treatment now for her arrest. You may remember last week she tried to beat up on her husband or her boyfriend or whoever this guy, Chris Heiser is his name.
Yeah, her boyfriend,
She was,
and the three cops, apparently, as they were taking her, I wish we had video of this, as they were taking her into the police car, she was still kicking and punching the cops. She is a mess. She is a hot mess. And this is going to be her, now she's back in rehab, it's her sixth time in rehab.
So is there nobody involved in her family that can intervene? Is there no intervention here at all?
Her daughter's 20 years old. She's apparently been trying to get her back into rehab. She was in rehab a year ago. Richie Sambora.
Okay. She's 56 years old now, Heather Locklear is. And she's just gone. She doesn't. Has she been in any movies or TV shows of late? I can't remember seeing her in anything.
Not lately.
Not lately,
No. Nothing that amounts to much. All right, well, hold a good thought for her anyway. 44 after the hour, DJV time. Your phone number, your salary, your spouse's name, your children's names, where you live. You know, we talk about these people all the time. Jennifer Garner, Heather Locklear, people. I was just thinking as you were telling the story about Jennifer Garner. Well, I know she lives up on when you take that sharp road, goes up to the top of the hill in Pacific Palisades. Jennifer off the PCH. There's that first road that you go up where has all the houses up on the cliff.
How do you know where everybody lives?
I know.
You're like the map to the stars.
In the neighborhood, there are a lot of people that lived in that neighborhood where I lived.
Right.
And so I knew. And my real estate guy say, "Oh, here's where she lives, and here's where they live." And
it's real estate people. That's your mole. Okay.
Yeah. And that's my mole. All right, so anyway, with thinking about how much we know about some of these people, imagine what people can find out about you. And is all of the information that's available on you up to snuff? Is it right? Does it pass muster? Or do you have things that are either inaccurate, that are unethical, illegal? If you haven't Googled yourself for a while, you ought to do that. I did the other day just sort of as a result of having this conversation on the air about Reputation Defender, what's there about me? I found some things I didn't like.
Ooh, you didn't see that frankly. Post I put up about you, did you?
No, I didn't, Jennifer. I didn't see that one.
Phew.
So, let's... Let's find out how you can protect your personal information and not be a victim. Nobody wants to be a victim. Your privacy is just that, your privacy. I know we say all the time of the year, there's no such thing as privacy anymore, but you can work on it. You can secure yourself. And there's a new program from Reputation Defender called Executive Privacy. Executive Privacy from Reputation Defender. They are the leaders in this field. Make the web safer for you and for your family with Reputation Defender. Use their Executive Privacy program for personal information. Scrub up what needs to be scrubbed up online. You need this if you have any kind of visibility at all. Actors, actresses, people who run businesses, people who are visible in politics. It's stuff is around, and you might not think that it's there, but it is. So here's the thing. This is a very affordable program. Call 844-432-4886. Let me give you that number again. 844-432-4882. Reputation Defender's Executive Privacy Special is just for people like you because, as a matter of fact, the focus here for you listening to the DJV program is to use my name, Doug, reputationdefender.com/Doug, to learn more and to get in on the bottom floor of a really good program. So dial either 844-432-4882 or go online to reputationdefender.com/Doug.
My neighbors always ask me, hey, Pete, how do you keep your yard so nice?
Pete makes it simple with a Scott Turf Builder feeding program. It's the best way to get the yard you want all year long, guaranteed. All it takes is 4 easy feedings. Just once in early spring, late spring, summer, and fall. Providing nutrition and weed control to keep your lawn lush and green.
So, now you know my secret.
This is a Scott's Yard. Pick up a Scott's Turf Builder program today.
Jenny had a dream. A dream of joining the national bobsled team. She worked out relentlessly and knew that if she just refused to give up, one day her dream would come true and she'd stand triumphantly up on the podium. But when her kids reminded her that she was 52 and she lived in Texas, and maybe she started dreaming this dream a little late in life, she gave up on not giving up. But then she heard how Geico could save her money on car insurance, so she switched and achieved that dream instead.
You know, in business, it's all about the bottom line. And since I sit in this uncomfortable old desk chair about 12 hours a day, well, my bottom line could really use a new chair, if you know what I mean.
Staples has lots of ways to save your business money. And right now, during the Staples chair event, you can save up to 50% on a full selection of office and desk chairs.
That really helps my bottom line, in more ways than one.
Work comfortably for less. The office chair event at Staples. Better chair equals better workday. Ends 3/10/18.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
All right, let's talk about McDonald's and the upside-down M. I was watching the news last night here in Dallas, and there was a feature on a story of McDonald's, and somehow or other somebody has flipped the arches around to point out how McDonald's misses the point of this International Women's Month. Is that, am I getting the basic...
Well, there's one restaurant somewhere in California. There's one McDonald's that has that actually physically flipped the arches, so it makes a
right,
W for Women's Day. Yeah. But they've had
it, though, to support women, right?
Yeah.
It's not
yeah.
a punishment.
Well, did
yeah.
they make the mark, or does it? Did they miss the mark, or did they make the mark? I'm trying to see where in California this is.
I think people seem to be supportive of it. I've seen people posting the
trending
pictures with,
yeah.
like, International Women's Month.
Well, haven't they had a lot of complaints against them, McDonald's? Harassment, not harassment, but just... like
I have not heard that. I don't. I don't know. I haven't heard anything about McDonald's.
Two in five women working in the fast food industry report experiencing some form of harassment, according to a research project that was done last year.
I think that probably goes along with most industries, though. I don't think that's any worse in the fast food industry than anywhere else.
Yep.
It isn't. Okay. That's what I wanted to find out. 10 before the hour here.
Thank you.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented my pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Bitcoin is losing crypto market share to other digital currencies. Bitcoin's astronomical rise led to the creation of numerous competitors like Ethereum, Ripple, and Litecoin, which have also seen massive gains in value. According to Quartz, Bitcoin made up 85% of the crypto market 1 year ago, and today it has fallen to 36%. Remember, the only way to win in the casino is to take chips off the table. Call Miles Franklin at 866-485-4346 and let us show you how to quickly turn your Bitcoin into the 5,000-year-old safety of precious metals. Miles Franklin can quickly convert your Bitcoin to precious metals with one phone call at 866-485-4346. That's Miles Franklin celebrating our 29th year in business without ever receiving a customer complaint. Call us at 866-485-4346. Fast, easy, safe, and convert your Bitcoin into gold with one phone call.
After the hour, time for a continuing conversation. This conversation never ends, and it shouldn't, because the complexity of what's going on in the world of your medical coverage, your health, your well-being, covered by our conversations on Good Day Health, underscored by appearances by Dr. Ken Kronhaus, who is here with us, continuing to go over all of the information that becomes prevalent every week. He studies the journals, all the things that are being written about various health issues, studies that are done, that sort of thing. And I find this to be very interesting. Babies who resemble their father are healthier by the time they get to their first birthday. An interesting overview of reality, Ken.
Hi, Doug. Yes, fathers are important. This is published this week in the Journal of Health Economics that, in fact, the news this week is that babies that most resemble their father are found to be significantly healthier when they reach the one-year mark. Children living in single mother families, Doug, have poorer levels of health. This effect is measured even when socioeconomic factors are taken into account.
Why? Why would that be? What would be the reason? Is it psychological? Is it spiritual? Is it mental? Is it physical? What is it? Why?
That's the next study. They especially conclude in this report in this publication. They don't know the mechanism, and more study and research is indicated.
Is it that they look like their fathers? Is that when we talk about resembling your father,
correct,
isn't the assumption that it would be you look like your father?
They look like their father.
Hmm. You know, it's very interesting thinking back about my two children, and maybe you think about your daughter, what she looked like when she was born, what my children looked like when they were born, or all of you.
I could not deny her.
Well, the things that change when Megan was born, for example, this is probably the happiest moment of my life. When I saw her come out in the incubator, she was, her hands and legs were flailing around, and she was yelling and screaming, she looked like my wife's father at that point. Her face looked just like her grandfather, and then it changed. So now if you look at her, she looks just like a Stefan. She has a couple of cousins that look just like her. She looks amazingly like my mother.
She's pretty healthy, right?
Yeah, she is healthy.
Well,
there's
consistent with the study.
But it's changed over the course of her life. Our looks change, and it's amazing. People say, I look like my father now.
Well,
I never thought I looked like my
at
father.
At 1 year, who did she look most like? That's what this
Megan,
study
at
said.
1 year, looked mostly like her mother.
Well,
what I
so
remember.
Be it.
But she didn't look like her grandfather at all, though. But she looked like her mother. And then she, over the course of her being a teenager, by the time she got to be 16, 17, 18 years old, she looked just like her cousin, who looked just like a Stefan.
Well, this study didn't go that far. It just went, looks at 1 year.
Right. Okay, let's stay with a baby theme, shall we, for another moment or two. Vaccines and their impact on the immune system of babies. I wonder why this was studied.
Well, to reassure parents, this research was published this week in the Journal of the American Medical Association. It shows, Doug, that there's no evidence that routine vaccines somehow dampen kids' immune systems. This new study suggests the theory of overloading an infant's immune system is highly unlikely, so parents can now better understand the safety and benefits of vaccinating on time.
So what would be the... I never heard this theory before. I know that there is argument back and forth between people who support vaccines and who don't, but I've never, ever heard before that they claim that vaccines would weaken your immune system. I don't see how they would have... Is it a theory that the material in the vaccines would attack your immune system?
Correct, just overload it.
Uh-huh. And that's not true, apparently,
correct,
according to this study. Anyway, all right. That's just our whole philosophy about having a strong immune system, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Matter of fact, it's probably a good time for us to put in a good word for the immune system. Balance of Nature is the company that produces these fruits and vegetables that if you haven't heard about, you haven't tried them, maybe it would be a good time for you to do it. You know, eating more fruits and vegetables is important. It's the key to getting all the vitamins into your body. And as Kendall said, it's better to eat this stuff than not. But how many people are eating 10, 11 different fruits and as many different vegetables a day? You can get, however, the production of all of those elements in the capsules that are dried fruit and dried vegetables produced exclusively by the folks at Balance of Nature. And they will guarantee that the food products are whole and perfect. So go online to balanceofnature.com, use the promo code DJB, and order in the enhancement for your immune system, Balance of Nature, whole ripened fruits and vegetables. They're for the offering free. The first month supply is free when you use DJV, the code DJV. Balance it.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.